Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Score evenings. Weeknights 6 till 9.
You think you'll be ready to good, or you'll be good to go by the start of training camp?
It's the plan, man. Just working every day to get there.
What's the last hurdle, or is there a last hurdle to being 100%?
Yeah, really just getting the strength back and, you know, my abilities, just continuing each day to work. And when I'm there, I'll be there and I'll be out there ready, so.
Are you able to do right now, football activity-wise?
Like I said, just working, catching balls, doing what I can, just doing whatever I'm allowed to do, you know, communicating with the PT, coaches, and doing what I can. But,
How much like routes and catching are you doing right now? Is that full goal?
Yeah, I run routes, catch balls, yep. Yeah.
Do they let you throw the ball back or not?
Yeah, I'm actually, I'm became ambidextrous kind of, so I get to use both hands.
Can you lift or is that off limits?
Yeah, I've been lifting.
Me too, bro. That's Colston Loveland, Bears' first-round pick, tight end out of Michigan, talking about his road back from the shoulder surgery that he had that's kept him out of all the off-season activities. I am Rami Makhlouf with you for one more hour live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. I hope you like what the Bears have in their backfield because it is what it is, and we will talk about that a little bit later on in the show. Also, the latest from Casey Johnson on what exactly went down between the Bulls and the Knicks. As I told you, the breaking news in the last segment that the Knicks asked the Bulls to speak with Billy Donovan about their head coach opening, the latest team that the Knicks have asked to speak with a coach about their head coach opening and were rebuffed. So we'll hear from Casey Johnson a little later this hour. But joining me now to talk about those Bears from CHSN, and you can follow him on Twitter at Alex Shapiro, CHSN, is Alex Shapiro, who joins me on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa Sports app today. Alex, how are you this evening, my man?
I am doing great. Thank you so much for having me on.
My pleasure. Thanks for coming on. We heard from Colston Loveland there coming out of the break, and he, along with Luther Burden, have essentially missed the entirety of this offseason program, all the mini camps, OTAs, rookie camps, all that. Loveland with the shoulder surgery, and Burden, they said it was a soft tissue injury that he suffered in the first round of rookie camps. Is that, I asked a question earlier, big deal or no big deal that your top two rookies really didn't touch the field in their first offseason?
Can I say in between a big
sure.
deal?
Yeah.
I think, you know, obviously training camp is when the lion's share of the work on the grass is going to happen, right? And that's when they're really going to ramp things up. And it's good that these guys are there in the classroom, can be absorbing the playbook, can be quizzed on the playbook and all that stuff. However, I mean, Ben Johnson laid it all out there. There is no replacement for those reps on the grass of applying what you learned in the classroom on the practice field, making those mistakes and learning from those mistakes, getting them out of the way so you can build upon that. So The missed time is notable. The time that they lost is valuable. But is it like panic meter stuff? Is it like, oh no, is this Kevin White all over again? No, I don't think it's anything like that. I don't think it's anything like that. But I think it would also be, you know, unfair to say like, ah, this is a complete nothing burger.
Yeah, and what I said before, Alex, was it's just these are steps that they're missing in their growth and their development. Maybe baby steps, the earliest steps that they could be taking in their professional career. But now these are steps they'll have to take in their development and steps that the Bears will have to take later in trying to figure out how exactly these guys fit into the puzzle. There's ground to be made up here for the time that they missed is how I put it.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you hear what Ben Johnson says about, you know, we have seen enough on tape and we've put Caleb Williams in so many situations that we can go back and we can now create a plan of how we want to build this offense, right? Mm-hmm. And how all of that work was essentially done over the spring. They tried him under center. They did him shotgun. They moved him out of the pocket. They, you know, did deep routes. They did long play calls. All of these different things that they threw at Caleb Williams. They threw so much at him. Now that they can go back, they can say, okay, what came to him easily? What came to him not so easily? What do we still need to work on? What are going to be the foundations of our offense that we want to build here? It's those pieces are now missing with Colson Loveland. Those pieces are missing with Luther Burden, that ability to throw all of these things at them in the early, early goings so that they get a head start on building that offense, on inserting Colson Loveland in that offense. You know, obviously they still have time to work these guys in. You know, again, it's not going to be a lost year, but the Bears miss out on that. Exactly as you said, those baby steps, that head start in putting it all together.
Talking with Alex Shapiro, covering the Bears for CHSN here on the Score Evening Show with me, Rami Makhlouf. You brought up Caleb Williams. How different is he both on and off the field year two to year one and under Ben Johnson versus under Matt Eberflus?
You know, it's hard to tell. Like on the field last year, this year, it was at this time last year, I should say, it was clunky. This time this year, it was again clunky. You know, we saw Caleb Williams having trouble just getting out of the huddle, getting the play calls to the guys in the early, early goings. You know, I'm talking about the initial OTAs. There was progress in that regard, right? But, you know, there were moments where we could see the playmaking from Caleb Williams. We could see him making great throws and throwing for touchdowns. And you see the talent. You know, again, kind of just like we did last year. And then there were moments where he was not on the same page as with the receivers. The deep ball accuracy, you know, it looks like he's still kind of searching for that chemistry, that connection, that rapport with DJ Moore and Roma Dunze, of just like knowing here's exactly where I need to put it for you guys. It came along. It got better and better and better as it went on, but it was certainly far from perfect. So I don't know. It's hard to say because they really did tear it all the way down. You know, like they're having Caleb Williams operate with his left foot forward instead of his right foot forward. They're trying him under center after he spent so much time working in shotgun. So when they're doing so much foundational stuff with him, like truly starting from square one, it's hard to say like, oh, he looks so much better this year than last year because they are still doing the very, very basics.
Is some of this stuff, like the getting out of the huddle, finding chemistry with DJ Moore, even in a 5-12 season and a season that was, let's just call it what it is, dysfunctional, are these things that you would think or expect that he, at least those things, he'd have figured out by now heading into year two of his NFL career?
No, because Ben Johnson is asking for different things. You know, he's essentially, you know, he's learned the defenses and he's had those exposures. He's had those experiences. He's learned what it takes to perform at the NFL level. He got to work on his routine, but he's learning a new offense again. You know, what Ben Johnson is demanding of him from a huddle standpoint, from a cadence standpoint, right? It took time for Caleb Williams to learn that cadence last year. Well, guess what? Now you got a whole new situation that Ben Johnson is going to ask for that's going to be different from what Shane Waldron asked. The terminology, it's all new. So he's really restarting in a lot of those areas. So, like, yeah, the deep ball stuff, I guess you could say maybe that should be further along than it is. But I am willing to give them a little bit of grace because they're all learning in a new offense. They're kind of – it's also precise. You know, we hear Ben Johnson saying, you know, I'll shut things down or I'll have notes for Cole Kmet because he is 1 yard off from where he's supposed to be lined up. And you think, like, 1 yard, how could this make a big difference? In his system, like, that 1 yard is so important to create the space to get the guy open. So when you're talking about these extremely minute details that they're installing and all of the guys getting on the same page, the wide receivers, the tight ends, the running backs, the, you know, even the offensive linemen, when everybody needs to hone in on these details, I expected it to be clunky, and it was clunky.
He and Roma Dunze were really the only, I hate to put it this way because it feels like I'm slighting other guys, but the veteran second-year guys and more of note, of significance, that were at these voluntary OTAs here the last few days, what message do you think that sends, that the QB is there when he really doesn't need to be and most of the other guys who don't need to be chose to take the time off and start their off-season vacations?
You know, I would argue that they do need to be there. You know, that it's really important that they get every single opportunity to work these things out together. And, you know, Roma Dunze is a second-year guy. Yeah, he showed so much promise. Same thing with Caleb Williams. I mean, everything hinges on he and Ben Johnson having a great relationship, building this great offense together, and figuring it out. You know, the quicker they figure these things out, the better everything will be. It's all predicated on that. So I think he did need to be there. And I think it sends a message that, like, yes, I am serious. Yes, I understand the seriousness of this. I understand how much is riding on me figuring this out. So I think in that regard, it shows, like, yeah, I get it. I get that this is the moment. And I think it would be much more of a story if he was not there than him being there. Like, I fully expected Caleb Williams and Roma Dunze to be there because to me it felt like they had to be. You have to take advantage of every single moment to get this thing off to as quick of a start as you can.
Talking with Alex Shapiro of CHSN, covering the Bears for a few more minutes here on the Score Evening Show. You touched on it a little bit there in talking about how detail-oriented Ben Johnson has been. Even though it's off-season, you know, OTAs and mini camps, a noticeably different tone. And I don't know if it ends in results, Alex, but a noticeably different tone coming from the Bears organization than what it was a year ago under Matt Eberflus.
Absolutely. And that noticeably different tone translates to the practice field as well. The coaches are loud. The criticism and feedback is direct. We have seen guys, you know, if they are doing even like drill work, individual work, and a position coach isn't happy, you know, the guys will get back in line. They'll make them do it again. We have seen plays, in my opinion, shut down more often. Now, it's interesting. I think Matt Eberflus ran a quicker paced practice, but it seems like it's a more focused practice, and it's been a ton of individual work. Now, it is early in OTAs, right? It's been early, 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 so this is the time to do a lot of individual work, but we saw less situational stuff, less you know, red zone work, third down work. They did a little bit of that. They sprinkled some of that in, but an unbelievable amount of individual work, drill work with these position coaches, like really, really honing in on the defense or on the details with these, with the players. So, I mean, yeah, everything about it, majorly different vibes with this coaching staff and this team.
How much is Dennis Allen contributing to those different vibes so far in these practices?
Yeah, I mean, everything we hear from these guys is that Dennis Allen is a serious man who is all about business. Like, you know, my understanding is that this guy is essentially the head coach of the defense, right? You know, you could think kind of like Buddy Ryan was the head coach of the defense, or even Vic Fangio was the head coach of that defense, right? It feels similar. Like he's really leading that charge in a big, big way. And he is making his expectations incredibly well known. The standard is the standard. And he's also not holding back. That's something that has really made an impression upon me, is that he's throwing a whole lot at the Bears offense, even in this early stage. It's not just vanilla stuff, vanilla looks. He's got linebackers doing twists and games and blitzing, and he's got safeties coming down and pressuring on the line of scrimmage. He had, the other day, defensive ends dropping back into coverage. So it's not like he's going easy mode on the offense here. He is showing them a lot of looks, and he has really not held back in this spring portion of the offseason.
One of the things the Bears are trying to figure out this offseason is who exactly will be the left tackle. I saw the rookie Ozzie Trapillo, the latest to work with the ones, I think. Correct me if I'm wrong about that, Alex. We've seen Kieran Amagaje work with the ones, and they think by the time training camp starts that Braxton Jones will be back in the mix. Are you leaning one way or the other in terms of who will be the left tackle, and do you think the Bears are leaning one way or the other? Is this still legitimately a question mark?
I think it is legitimately a question mark. You are right. You are accurate. It was Ozzie Trapillo who most recently was working at left tackle, and Kieran Amagaje was interestingly working at right tackle. So that was a kind of new look. And my money right now, like if I had to bet on it right now, I would think Braxton Jones still probably has the edge. I think it's still probably his job to lose. You know, he is a reliable guy. He knows what's going on. I asked Dan Roshar about the anchor issue. That's been a big issue for him throughout his career, right? And I said, listen, is there anything beyond just adding weight, adding strength in the lowers that can help him with the anchor? And he's like, oh yeah, there are techniques I can teach him. There are things we can do to help with his anchor beyond just him getting in the weight room. So hearing that, you know, the Bears are definitely not giving up on Braxton Jones. They're definitely not giving up on Kieran Amagaje. I think Ozzie Trapillo is a real, real candidate to be in that competition. But I do think it is a real, real competition. I would give at this point in time, though, just an edge to Braxton Jones as the incumbent guy.
That's Alex Shapiro. Check him out at CHSN on Twitter at Alex Shapiro, CHSN. And also check out the Charter podcast and my guest for the last few minutes here on the Circus Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circus Sports app today. Alex, really appreciate the time and the insight. Great stuff, man.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks so much for having me, Rami.
Appreciate you. Anytime. Yeah, even though he hasn't taken a snap in the offseason yet, I tend to lean, and I haven't been at practice like Alex and other folks have, I tend to lean towards Braxton Jones, too, just on experience. You're going to throw a rookie in there who's been a right tackle most of his career? You're going to throw Kieran Amagaje in there on Caleb Williams' blind side after what we saw from him last year? I think it's Braxton Jones, and that's a position I wish they would have upgraded, one of a few positions I wish they would have upgraded. I'll get into one of the other ones here in just a few minutes. Also, the latest on Billy Donovan, who the Bulls were asked by the Knicks if they could speak to their head coach about their opening out there in New York, and the Bulls, the latest team to say, no, we're going to hang on to our guy. Casey Johnson has the rest. We'll hear from that next. We got some Bears talk still to come. Much, much more here in the last 40 minutes of the Score Evening Show with me, Rami Makhlouf, on Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Boss.
You're listening to Score Evenings, weeknights 6 to 9.
With me, Rami Makhlouf, with you until 9 o'clock. My thanks again to Alex Shapiro of CHSN joining me to talk some Bears in the last segment. I want to talk some Bears with you coming up in just a few minutes, but had some breaking news during the show. And once again, breaking news on the Score brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. Casey Johnson reporting that the Bulls being the latest team to rebuff the Knicks and asking to speak to their head coach for the Knicks head coach opening. They also had asked, they also had asked the Houston Rockets to speak with Ime Udoka, the Minnesota Timberwolves to speak with head coach Chris Finch, and most recently, prior to tonight, and asking the Bulls to speak with Billy Donovan, had asked the Mavericks if they could talk with Jason Kidd. And now all those teams saying no. Casey Johnson of CHSN, he has the inside details on what exactly went down between the Bulls and the Knicks and their request to speak with Billy Donovan.
The Knicks coaching situation now not only involves a former Bulls head coach in Tom Thibodeau, it involves the current head coach in Billy Donovan. League sources have informed Chicago Sports Network that the Knicks indeed contacted the Bulls to request permission to speak to Billy Donovan about their head coaching vacancy. And like other names like Jason Kidd, Chris Finch, Quinn Snyder, Ime Udoka, the Knicks were denied. The Bulls value Billy Donovan highly for his professionalism, his coaching acumen, his ability to connect with players, his ability to represent the franchise. And so the Bulls told the Knicks no. Now, you can understand why the Knicks would make a run at Billy Donovan. Not only is he a Long Island native, he played his only 44 NBA games in a Knicks uniform. And he also has ties to obviously Maurice Cheeks, his longtime right-hand man who's on the Knicks staff, and also coached Knicks superstar Jalen Brunson for USA Basketball at a U18 international tournament several years ago. Those two connected strongly that summer. So there was interest on the Knicks' part. They are casting a wide net in their coaching search, but it will not feature Billy Donovan, who the Bulls value highly.
So that's Casey Johnson on CHSN's Twitter page telling you what went down between the Bulls and the Knicks, and the Bulls valuing Billy Donovan highly, as he put it, as they should. He's probably the best thing that they got going in that organization. I like that the Bulls did this. We were talking earlier, and my producer Adam Studzinski astutely pointed out that you can trade for coaches in the NBA, and the last time it happened was when the Bucks traded for Jason Kidd from the Brooklyn Nets. That was in 2014, and the Nets got 2 second-round picks in return for Jason Kidd, which I'm not trading Billy Donovan for 2 second-round picks, but. And Adam, you and I were talking about this during the breaks. Sort of the audacity of the New York Knicks to think that, like, when the Nets traded Jason Kidd to the Bucks, they were blowing that whole thing up. That was at a point where they were ready to start over and rebuild. They had a very expensive coach in Jason Kidd, so they were like, "Yeah, you can take him off our hands for 2 second-round picks." The teams that the Knicks have asked to speak with their head coaches, all, like, except for the Bulls, all young, up-and-coming teams who, like, they got something going. What makes you think that they would bend the knee or kiss the ring and go, "Well, yeah, I mean, if he wants to be a Knick, we have him under contract and we got a pretty good thing going here, but yeah, if he wants to be a Knick, you go ahead and talk to him and we'll take 2 second-round picks," or whatever the offer may be. Why would any of these teams, the Timberwolves and Chris Finch, who have made deep playoff runs and you have a 23-year-old superstar who appears to get along with the head coach? Why? The Mavericks, who, okay, they just blew it up last year, but they did that with the intention of still winning with Kyrie Irving and Anthony Davis and with Jason Kidd. Why would the Houston Rockets, who just took a huge leap last year under Ime Udoka, why would they give up their coach to the new? I don't understand what the thinking is with the Knicks, in firing Tom Thibodeau with apparently no real plan or replacement in mind, but then the audacity to even pick up the phone and call these teams and be like, "Hey, I know you got something going there and it looks pretty good, but could we have your coach?" No. No, you can't have our coach. What are you even talking about right now? I would have loved to hear some of those conversations when you called the Timberwolves about Chris Finch. No. No. Goodbye. And thank you for playing.
Well, because it would, how bad would that look for you? So let's say the Bulls did allow the Knicks to talk to Billy. How bad does that look for the Bulls? That would, if I'm Billy, I'm like, "Hey, what the hell, guys? I thought we were cool. Why are you even allowing this?"
Yeah. Why would you even entertain that? Why would you even entertain that and think that's somewhere I'd want to go? What makes you think I want to leave here? Or do we have problems? I didn't think we had problems. You're right. It sends a bad message. And really, once you give that okay, you might as well just let that guy go, because you've just made it clear that you don't really want him, or that you don't want him that badly that you'd entertain some kind of trade. And again, the last time a coach was traded, Jason Kidd in 2014 for 2 second-round picks. I don't think the price gets much higher than that. Like, I don't think anybody's given up a first-round pick for any of these. Billy Donovan or Jason Kidd or any Ime Udoka, any of the guys that I just named. Nothing about what the Knicks are doing makes any sense. And the other thing that's coming out now about the Knicks is they will not pursue a Kevin Durant trade, which I didn't know that there was even rumblings that they would pursue a Kevin Durant trade. But yeah, figure out your coaching situation before you even think about a Kevin Durant trade. And why did you fire Tom Thibodeau? I do not understand it. I didn't understand it when they did it, and it becomes more befuddling by the day as they keep getting rebuffed by these teams asking to essentially steal their coaches. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. So yesterday, I'm driving in the car. I'm going to the gym because, like Colston Loveland, I'm lifting, you know. And I'm listening to Rahimi and Harris, as I do when I'm in my car at that time. And they're talking about the signing of Nick Chubb with the Houston Texans. And Layla goes, "Well, now what's left? J.K. Dobbins?" And I went, yeah, I'd take J.K. Dobbins. I'd add him to the backfield. I like that. But no, later in the day, J.K. Dobbins went to the Denver Broncos. And to my knowledge, maybe there's somebody who's not on my radar, but to my knowledge, that was the last, like, of noteworthy veteran running back that was still on the market, and maybe more come on the market between now and training camp if there are cuts or whatever the case might be. But he was the last noteworthy veteran running back after he and Chubb go off the chart that was available in the free agent market. And there goes my hope of the Bears, if not upgrading, adding to DeAndre Swift in the backfield. I mean, I don't, and look, you're not going to fix everything in one offseason. But we know how much Ben Johnson liked to run the football in Detroit, and we saw how bad the Bears were at running the football last year. One of the worst running teams, if not the worst running team, in the league last year, depending on what metric or statistic you want to go off of. And I know that we can point a finger to the offensive line, same way we do when we're covering for Caleb Williams or to Shane Waldron, and to some extent Matt Eberflus, as we'll do when we're cushioning the blow and talking about what maybe was missing from Caleb Williams' rookie year and what we would have liked to see in his play or his development. We can certainly give DeAndre Swift that same benefit of the doubt. I was just never that big a DeAndre Swift guy in the first place. When I was looking at the free agent market last year, I wanted Saquon Barkley. I was like, that guy's good at football. That'd be fun. Josh Jacobs. I was like, that'd be cool. He's really good. That guy's a stud. He's a horse that not a lot of people really give the credit that he deserves. I'll take a Josh Jacobs. And if we can't have either of those guys, I know he's got some miles on him and a very physical style of play that he's played while racking up those miles. But sure, I'll take a flyer on a Derrick Henry. And when all three of those guys were off the market, I was like, okay, fine, I guess DeAndre Swift. And then he came in here and was underwhelming. And yes, he was playing in a terrible offense, one of, if not the worst offense in the league in a lot of ways. But I didn't see a lot from DeAndre Swift that impressed me, that made me go, oh, there's a running back. There's a guy that other teams have to worry about and plan around. He's not that, man. He's fine. He's serviceable. And after him, I really don't know what the plan is. Roschon Johnson is still there, but I don't get the sense Roschon Johnson is a big part of the plan for the Chicago Bears. There's Ian Wheeler, who spent last year on the practice squad after winning over Chicago's hearts with both his speed and his delightful smile and demeanor during Hard Knocks last year. That's a guy who could maybe make some noise. They drafted Kyle Manunga in, what was it, the
seventh round.
I'm sorry. And I know some people like Manungai coming out of Rutgers, but he was drafted in the seventh round for a reason. Earlier today, Mark Grody and Ant Heron had on Jake Butt from the Big Ten Network, and he seems to be a big believer in this Kyle Manungai.
I think he's so much better than the label of a seventh rounder. He has some of that blocking ability that Travion Henderson has. He is a physical running back. This guy led the Big Ten in rushing 2 years ago, and that was with the Rutgers offense that also had no downfield passing attack. He was running into 8 and 9 man boxes consistently. What he does special, he makes the first guy miss. That's what all great running backs do. He consistently makes the first guy miss, and then at the point of contact, consistently falls forward and fights for those extra yards. So, you know, this is a guy that, again, led the Big Ten in rushing with really no complementary passing game, running into loaded boxes consistently. To me, Anthony, and tell me what you think, he's much better than the label of a seventh rounder.
The whole league missed on this dude 6 times. all due respect to Jake Budd, and he's not the only one saying that about Mononga. I've heard other people who are high on this guy and think he could be in the mix in his rookie year. Find me the seventh round running back that was in the mix in their rookie year.
So here's where I would have pushed back a little bit, Rami.
Sure.
So, and follow my logic here and tell me if I'm being illogical, because I've thought about this a lot. With Kyle Mononga, first of all, I'm with Jake. I really like the film. I understand he was drafted in the seventh round, but how many different draft analysts told us that this draft was the deepest running back draft they'd ever seen? I think it was Miller said this is the deepest running back draft he's ever seen, and that there will be running backs going undrafted who will have NFL careers. By that logic, a running back drafted in the seventh round of this draft is, by the standards set by our draft analysts, should be better than a running back drafted in the seventh round of, say, last year, or really any, based on what they're saying, almost any seventh round running back in the previous 30 years or so.
No,
so
you're
just,
right.
That's... just based on that logic, I think Kyle Mononga shouldn't necessarily be burdened with the seventh round pick thing. Normally, I would absolutely agree with you, but we heard so much about how good this running back class was that I don't think we should just sit here and say, oh, he's a seventh round pick and shove him aside. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I think Mononga is going to have some great NFL career. I do think that Mononga will have a solid NFL career. I don't know how much in the mix he'll be this year, but I will tell you, I'm one of the people that is not necessarily, I don't mind the running back room the Bears have now. If they were to add more, cool. But I'm fine with what it is. I understand that they're still adding to this team. And I think that Kyle Mononga could be something. I don't know how good, but I think he's going to be something.
And a lot of other drafts, you're right. Maybe he's a fourth round pick, or maybe even a third round pick in a regular NFL draft because of how deep this year's draft class was at that position. And if he's that quality of player, if he shows to be a guy who in any other year would be a third or a fourth round pick, great. That's great. But I was looking for like a playmaker at the running back. I was looking for a guy who, if let's say they took a running back in the fourth round, and now you're making the case to me that, hey, in any other draft, this guy is a second round, maybe late first round pick because of how deep this draft class is. You're telling me he's a seventh round pick, so maybe he's a fourth or a fifth round pick in a regular draft. Okay, fine. It's probably an upgrade on what we have. It's just not like I was all in on the Ashton Jeanty stuff. I was even here for the Nick Chubb talk. I was here for bringing in somebody who could come in and be a difference maker on day one, and a playmaker, and somebody who defenses sort of had to, if not plan for, know where they are at all times.
Nick Chubb doesn't have knees anymore. Let's be honest.
That's fair. That's fair. I don't know if Kyle Mononga or Roschon Johnson or DeAndre Swift or Ian Wheeler do that, but we shall see. And really, I mean, Ben Johnson's running back, probably not even in a Bears uniform yet, if we're being real. Like, they weren't gonna get all the pieces that he wanted or that he needed to run things the way he wanted to in year one. That probably was not happening. The Bears have certainly been known to be dysfunctional in the past, but maybe not as dysfunctional as another NFL team. They got some issues this offseason. We'll discuss that right after this. It's Rami Makhlouf. It's the Score Evening Show. One more segment right after this on Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Score.
I'm happy to answer Pulp questions. I feel like that's what I'm here for.
Score Evening Show, final segment here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. But I'll be back before you know it on these airwaves and live at the Lynx Golf and Sports Bar as Circus Sports Illinois presents a live Score broadcast from the Lynx Golf and Sports Bar, 2116 East Grand Avenue, Lindenhurst. Mark Rohde and myself will be out there from 2 until 6 tomorrow with special guest Bill Wennington from 4 until 6, taking the first round action from Oakmont. And while you're on site, download and fund the Circus Sports Illinois app to receive a matchback incentive of up to $500 directly into your account and take your swing at $5,000 with a hole-in-one contest from the Lynx with myself, Mark Rohde, brought to you by Circus Sports Illinois, 2116 East Grand Avenue. Will be out there from 2 until 6 tomorrow. Bill Wennington joining us for the back half of the show, the back nine, if you will, from 4 until 6 p.m. That's a pretty cool thing that's happening in the Chicago area. Another pretty cool thing, I would argue maybe cooler, maybe more of an event than me, Mark Rohde, and Bill Wennington is the Pope Leo, or as we know him around these parts, Pope Bob. He's going to be there. He's going to be celebrated on Saturday at the Rate, the home of your Chicago White Sox. The event put on by the Archdiocese of Chicago is described as a, quote, once-in-a-lifetime celebration of the election of the first Chicago-born Pope. It will include a video message from Pope Leo XIV. So he's not going to be there? I thought he was going to be there. But it's going to be a video message to, quote, the young people of the world. According to a flyer, and also feature prayers and music, Cardinal, I'm going to butcher this name, and it's a holy name. I shouldn't do that. Cardinal Blase Kupich will be the main celebrant.
Kupich, I think. Supich
will be the main celebrant, and the MC will be Chicago Bulls announcer Chuck Swirsky, which to me is the most exciting thing. All due respect to Pope Leo, Chuck Swirsky being in the house for this thing. I was honestly delighted when I heard. I was like, what? Chuck is going to be, he's going to be the announcer. That is amazing and a great move by, I don't know, the White Sox and the Archdiocese to get Chuck Swirsky involved in this thing. That is outstanding. Earlier today, he joined Ant Heron and Mark Rohde, who were in for Spiegel and Holmes, and talked a little bit about the event coming up, for which he will be the announcer. Here's Chuck Swirsky.
Well, you know, they're expecting close to 40,000. And I think it's wonderful that a lot of people in the area are going to be able to come out. And really, this is a celebration. I mean, if you think about it, it's the first pope born in the United States. second in the Americas because, as we know, Pope Francis was born in South America. But, I mean, the fact that Pope Leo is one of us, he's a Chicagoan.
He is.
And, you know, just talking with people who grew up with him, he is really an amazing individual. And I think that's what we're going to try and bring out, obviously, on Saturday. And more importantly, hopefully down the road, that we'll see him in Chicago. You know, the last pope that visited here was in 1979 and had Mass at Grant Park, and 2 million people were there. So I'm hoping that, you know, and again, I can't speak for him or the Vatican, nor do I want to, but I'm hoping that one day he'll revisit his hometown.
Yeah, no doubt about all that. So, okay, here, I have just been sent something here to my phone. This comes from the Czar, from Mitch Rosen here, and he actually sent me some audio. What we had, because we just realized this is possible. You can do this, and I understand where you're coming from. I am Catholic as well, Chuck. I've been to Holy Name Cathedral Masses. I understand that's a serious world right there, but we have a template, a way that you could do this. This is from the year 2016 after the Cubs won the World Series, and Pat Hughes has the template on how you can work this in. Go ahead.
Thank you for being here today. My name is Pat Hughes of The Score, WSCR, 670 AM, the flagship radio station of the Cubs Network, and it is an absolute thrill to be here today.
I'm not sure. You know what? I you have my word. I will promote the fact that I am the broadcaster for the Bulls on 670 The Score. So if the Czar is listening, there you go. I'm not sure I can, you know, I'm not sure I can go that deep the way Pat did. But again, you know what? The Bulls win an NBA championship, and the Bulls put me on stage. I will do it big time.
That is outstanding. I don't know that I have heard that clip of Pat Hughes getting the shameless plug-in for the station there at the World Series. That is outstanding. And why not? Why not do that at the celebration of Pope Leo at the rate on Saturday? I see no reason why you shouldn't get a cheap plug for the radio station in at this really historic and holy event. I don't see why not. Also, pictures surfaced today of the Pope, legitimately, people weren't sure if this was real or not, wearing the White Sox hat at the Vatican today. So in case there was any doubt, no, the Pope is a Sox fan and wearing it proudly, which not an easy thing to do in these times. My thanks to Jared Willis of CHGO Sports, who joined me to talk some Cubs. Also, Alex Shapiro of CHSN, who joined me to talk some Bears. Thanks to all of you for listening and contributing to the show. And, of course, my thanks to Adam Studzinski on the other side of the glass, on the ones and twos, and helping to put this whole thing together. Tomorrow, I'm out at the Lynx Golf and Sports Bar from 2 to 6 out there in Lindenhurst with Mark Grody. Bill Wennington is out there from 4 until 6. Come watch all the first round action from Oakmont. Chance at $500 from Circus Sports. Chance at $5,000 in the hole-in-one contest. It's all happening at the Lynx tomorrow in Lindenhurst with me and Mark Grody. Until then, Robbie Maklov saying thanks for listening to the Score Evening Show on Chicago's number one sports radio station, Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Get this train going and you know, have this thing picking up steam and choo-chooing along.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.